The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 805 on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for Salem Media, heard all around the country, all around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Thank you for listening. We are humbled at you listening every single morning. And we wanted to bring to the airwaves right now Congressman Lee Zeldin, representing New York's 1st Congressional District. He has just announced, and you heard Lee talking this morning, he announced that he's going to run for governor of New York. Lee, welcome back to the show, man. Thanks for jumping on the air with us, Lee. I know everybody's pulling at you every which way, brother. But congratulations on the move. When did you decide this, Lee? Yes, welcome back, please.
Yeah, when did I decide? I was watching over the course of, not just years, but especially these last couple of months. It's been embarrassing. It's been a disgrace, from the deadly nursing home order and cover-up to all of the allegations of abuse. That abuse included having the COVID testing preferential treatment for his family members at private residence, and having state health department officials go to those houses and moving the samples to the front of the line at the state lab. And then this week, they want to create the highest income tax rate in the entire country up in Albany with the state budget that just passed. Those geniuses think that people are just going to end up paying more, that they're not more mobile than ever. They won't just leave. They feel like taxes don't have any effect on behavior. We say people are leaving the state. They say, I don't believe you. Show us the proof. And they did it in order to pay for a multi-billion dollar fund for people who are not here legally. The attacks on our wallets, freedoms, safety. I love this state. And I've spent my entire life, other than my time that I was on active duty, my entire life has been here growing up and still to this day in New York. And I really feel like many others feel emotionally, passionately, like this is a last stand. This is a last great opportunity to turn things around. The last thing I'll say is this. This is the first time in my life that there's one-party Democrat rule in New York City, Albany, and D.C. at the same exact time going into one of these governor's elections.
Yeah.
And they say historically that we go to a midterm, the party that's in the White House, the other party has a good year. Well, it's far more than that. And there's an opportunity here for us to turn things around and save the state. You have been a champion for that effort on air and off, talking about the issues that matter to New Yorkers.
Yeah.
You have a lot of loyal listeners. My website, ZeldinForNewYork.com. And I just want to thank you, Joe, for being who you are, the leader that you are. And we're going to need everyone everywhere to be all in order for us to win.
Well, I appreciate that, Lee. It's very, very frustrating. Hey, Lee, why do they keep, again, I'm a former lifelong Democrat, so I guess I know, I'm answering my own question here, why I would blindly vote Democrat. But in New York, it's like when you look at, and I don't mean to chuckle, but look at the stats of the murder rate, of the shootings that goes on. A guy from Kansas City now was happened to be, thank God he's going to be all right, but he got shot by a stray bullet, and people still will go and vote blindly for the Democratic Party. What are you going to tell the Democrats, these diehards? And we both know and we both love these folks, but they're so entrenched within being left liberal in New York. How do you change their mind, Lee Zeldin?
Well, for one, I don't paint everybody with a broad brush. I find that there are a lot of Democrats who feel like their party is leaving them, that they feel these issues that I just talked about, conservatives, Republicans feel that way. Independents and Democrats feel that way too. And we can't take anything for granted. We can't take time for granted. We have to earn votes. This is a big state. There's no county that's too big or too small. But that means talking not only to Republicans and independents and blanks and registered conservatives, but talking to Democrats as well, who are they're upset with rising crime, the defund the police movement in New York City and not supporting law enforcement enough. There's one of many. They're upset that their kids are not fully back in school yet, that their favorite restaurant isn't yet fully open, that they just passed this new tax increase, not understanding the math and logic, the consequences of it. So I feel like this is an election where it doesn't matter your, you know, whether you're red or blue, Republican, Democrat, we're New Yorkers. And if we don't do something about this, it's going to get only worse.
Yeah. And Lee, answer me this, if you would, if we could just pry a little bit. So when we talked last time, you were leaning, and you said, maybe I'll go in. That would insinuate to me, being a political junkie that I am, Congressman, you were putting all your finances together. So you got those, which unfortunately is what you have to do first and foremost, running for office. So you feel like you're financially set to make this big run for governor of New York, sir.
Well, what we were doing was analyzing this race from 100,000 different angles. Part of that, when as you and I were talking on air, I called 62 Republican county chairs. I've been calling conservative party chairs across the entire state. We're looking at the numbers. What kind of numbers do you have to hit on Long Island and in New York City and Westchester, the Hudson Valley, to all the way to Western New York and the North Country? Who our core team is going to be, what the launch looks like, how do you sustain the launch, how do you build a big organization to win throughout the state. So, you know, for me, and I'm the type of guy who doesn't, I don't decide I'm running for office and I'm going to figure out how to win. I need to figure out how to win, and then I could decide to run.
Yeah. If I may ask, Lee, if I'm pushing you, you could just not answer the question.
Is John McLaughlin? You can ask me whatever you want, Joe Piscopo.
Thanks. Do you have John McLaughlin with you, man?
Yeah, John's been with me the entire way. He's been my pollster since my first, very first race.
He'll go with you as you make your run for governor, will he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's been intimately involved in the entire process, and he contributes a lot.
He is so smart. That is so huge, and so it's telling of you being prepared. I'm telling you, John is great, and I saw that, and he tweeted something out, and I should have known that that he's going into this race with you. That is huge, Lee. That really is. What do we do about John Catsimatidis? As a dear friend, we all know John. We all love John. He is such an asset to the great state of New York. We're so lucky to have a John Catsimatidis there. I don't know that John will run. Do you hear anything? Have you talked to Mr. Catsimatidis at all, Lee Zeldin?
I would say this. I wish that we can clone John, and that over the course of these last few years, he could have been the mayor of New York City and the governor of New York at the same time. Yeah. I've known John for a long time. Yeah. He is the epitome of the American dream. If anyone doesn't know the story of how he earned his success, nobody handed it to him. He was a product of hard work. And I look forward to continuing to stay close to John. I don't feel like I've never been. I don't feel like I am or will be in the future on a collision course with John. We have a great relationship, and I look forward to leaning on him for his counsel and his advice. But again, listen, if he was our governor right now and he was our mayor, too, things would be very different. You and I wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's so true. And Andrew Giuliani may go in. You know, Andrew's a personal friend, you know, and a good guy. I don't know if that's real or not, but they hinted at a gubernatorial bid. You're all in. Let me put it this way, Lee Zeldin, no matter who comes in with you on the GOP side in a primary, correct?
I would say to some of the, you know, the names that I've heard of people who are actively thinking about it, these are people I know, people who I'm friendly with. I'm asking for their support, their help. I've been friendly with these folks in the past. I still am to this day. And even with these other names being mentioned, I just don't feel like I'm on a collision course with them. And hopefully they decide that this is a team effort and we could put together a ticket, a slate, a plan statewide. This includes all the statewide ticket, all the statewide positions, recruiting the best candidate for everything, congressional, Senate, assembly, top down, bottom up. We're all in as one team, everyone everywhere all in. And by the way, I started my website today just a little while ago at zeldinfornewyork.com for anyone who wants to get involved. And this has to be an effort where everyone is pointed in the same direction. Yeah. If we are fighting amongst ourselves for the next year plus, then we're going to squander a great opportunity.
Are you friends with Governor Pataki by chance? And will you turn to Governor Pataki for advice?
I believe that we're going to be speaking today from a text that I exchanged with one of his people yesterday. Mm-hmm. We have spoken about it. The last time that it came up was actually on a Zoom call, so it wasn't just the two of us, so that we didn't get into much detail. I know that he's been on air with you many times, when you think about big historic elections here in the state of New York, you think of 1980, Senator D'Amato's win. You think of 94, Governor Pataki's big win. Here we are 41 years later and 26 and a half years later after these historic wins. I hope 40 years from now we're talking about 2022. Governor Pataki can be a big help in that effort. So we'll see where his head is at and how he wants to get involved, and hopefully he decides to get involved. Because he's been there, done that. He served three terms, and he still has a number of relationships and ideas.
Yeah, he's a good man, as you are, Lee Zeldin. And before we let you go, Lee, if I may, New York State just passed a $212 billion budget, complete with higher income taxes and $2.1 billion allotted for illegal immigrants. Would you undo this spending plan, and how would you approach this financial mess in New York, Lee, before we let you go, sir?
Well, listen, if I had the keys right now up in Albany and I had the power today to reverse what they did this week as far as creating a new highest income tax rate in order to pay for a multi-billion dollar fund for people not even legally in the country, I would do that in a heartbeat. And I'll tell you, as the Republican governor of New York, I don't want a Democratic supermajority in the Assembly and the Senate. So that means that these local races matter. We need to go from 44 to at least 51 Republicans in the state assembly. We need to go from 20 to at least 23 Republican state senators in that chamber as well. We need to do more to push back, because you see outsized socialist control. Socialists, their legislators up there, if you go up to them, to their face, you accuse them of not being a socialist, they will correct you. Why do they have this much power? Why are they able to get this policy through? And the logic that you're just going to keep raising taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers and they're just going to stand there and take it in the state is totally divorced from the reality. I mean, I got messages yesterday. Someone I know, he's getting hit with the tax increase. He's in Suffolk County. He said he's gone. He's moving to Florida. His tax rate didn't go up. He just lowered. It just got lowered to zero because he's leaving.
Yeah, and more and more people are doing that. Hey, Lee, congratulations. You sound so fired up. I mean, we have Kieran Lawler coming up, so I know a lot of folks are gonna, you have some great folks in Albany, but not enough of them, I think. And it's great if you could lead the way and change the tone, because we love New York. We love New York State. We love the city. We love Long Island, and we got to take it back. And you are fired up, Lee, and we're wishing you Godspeed, all the best, and always appreciate. Listen, we're going to have many, many conversations on this radio show, but we always appreciate you not forgetting about us and checking in with us, Lee Zeldin. And let's talk soon, my friend, and Godspeed, Lee.
You're the man, Joe. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Congressman, thank you. Congressman Lee Zeldin, I tell you, it's an exciting time. Now, Lee, don't forget, he represents New York's 1st Congressional District, doing a great job in Washington, will make the run for governor in New York as this next election cycle comes about. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler will join us momentarily. We'll see what Assemblyman Lawler feels about all of this. Now, I tell you what, you listen around the country, this is vital for New York, which I think in turn is vital for the country, because we really have lost New York City. We've lost New York State. Whether it's the pandemic, whatever happened, it's just not where it was or where it should be. They're taxing people right out of the greatest city in the world. They're just, you can't even afford to live there anymore, and it's not even back to normal. So we need a change. So we're going to stay on that for the next at least 15 minutes or so talking to Kieran Lawler. He is serving, doing a great job in the Assembly in New York. Larry Elder is going to join us next hour. Larry is like fired up to the point where you just cannot miss him. And Tom Fitton as well, president of Judicial Watch. And Debbie Duhaime getting you to where you want to go on the roads on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe Piscopo. Let's go out to the LIE eastbound up by Willis Ave, getting out through Nassau County into Roslyn Heights. Watch out for an accident there. A couple of lanes blocked. It's busy cross Bronx West out toward Castle Hill Avenue. A lot of stop-and-go traffic for you as you head to the LIE over in Queens as well. LIE westbound at Queens Boulevard. We're getting reports of a collision now there as well. Over on the Staten Island Expressway, heading westbound, getting out toward 440. They're just wrapping up some construction that they had to do this morning over there. 280, a tough ride westbound by exit 14 in Newark with a crash. Then by exit 13, another accident out by the Stickle Bridge. Inbound GWB, 25 minutes into the upper, better to the lower level. Lincoln only 5. Holland, about 15 minutes in both directions. And watch for a brake check here as you take a ride over to the Thruway northbound. Now getting into Newburg with some ongoing construction. Sunny today, high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. I love telling you about La Freda Meats. I have been taking care of my kids with La Freda Meats, and it makes me look like a great dad. I'm telling you. So I want to thank publicly on the airwaves Pat La Freda and Pat La Freda Meat Purveyors and Mark and everybody and Pat Sr. and Jr. over at the La Freda Meats. I got the steaks in, and it's great. You know, when your kids, rather than just running out and not wanting to be with you, I say, hey, can I make you a La Freda steak? I say it like that. And then I got the burger blend that they have. They have this for burgers. And I made those for Mikey's band. I made it for the band, you know? And they flipped out. They love it. So you feel like, hey, I'm a good dad. You know what I mean? You gotta try La Freda Meats. Yeah, like my cousin Paulie does the same thing with his family. We get La Freda Meats because when your kids sit down, you want to give them the best, first of all, in quality. These are the finest cuts of meat that you will get anywhere, of meats and poultries. By the way, I got turkey burgers, I got chicken, I got the filet mignon, I got everything. And then the kids ask me, Dad, why is this so good? And I say that this is the company that supplies 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection in New York. The top chefs depend on what this meat that you're eating right now. You know, it's raised and grazed in the United States of America, and you can get the same cuts of beef, pork, poultry delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor, Pat La Freda Meat Purveyors. They've been around since 1922. It's a veteran-owned and operated business. You got to get La Freda Meats. Your family deserves nothing less. LaFreda.com. It's LaFreda. LaFreda.com.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall. Americans' trust in the media is at an all-time low. CBS News and 60 Minutes have recently demonstrated why. Florida has successfully partnered with the private sector to get COVID-19 vaccines to as many residents as fast as possible. The state's arrangement with supermarket giant Publix has been leading the way. Rather than focus on the success of that partnership and others, 60 Minutes ran a hit piece on Governor Ron DeSantis, accusing him and Publix of engaging in a pay-to-play scheme to administer vaccines. To cook this story, the CBS program deliberately edited the response from DeSantis that definitively refuted these allegations and hid those facts from their viewers. The segment was so scurrilous that two Florida Democrats blasted CBS for airing what they labeled an intentionally false segment consisting of, quote, absolute malarkey. CBS News smeared both DeSantis and Publix to interfere with American democracy. We must hold them accountable for this disinformation campaign.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Are you depressed because you don't think you're ever going to get to travel again? Well, don't be. America is reopening. You may not be able to leave the country, but you can leave wherever you are and go to a great American outdoor spot on an authentic paddle wheel riverboat. Luxurious staterooms and inviting public spaces define the American Queen Steamboat Company. And right now they are rolling, rolling, rolling down the river, and you can go with them to some of the most beautiful spots in America. Your next adventure is close to home. Experience all-inclusive river splendor with the American Queen Steamboat Company. For more information about a river cruise vacation, visit comehome.aqsc.com/Hugh and use the promo code Hugh, H-U-G-H, to save up to $3,000 per stateroom. Yeah, the deals are out there as the country reopens. That's comehome.aqsc.com/Hugh. Use that promo code Hugh.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Who's taking out the garbage? Come on now. Who's taking out the garbage? Am I the garbage man? Am I the garbage man? I'm just saying. Who's walking down? How long is my driveway, Al? Come on. Quarter of a mile?
A mile and a half.
4 miles, a mile and a half. And as a kid, I would take that garbage out 2 miles. And I did. I'm walking that garbage out, man. You guys would have been cracked up, man. And me and Otis walking like that, you know. And I tell you, I had no pain because I'm taking Relief Factor. I honestly believe that. No pain. I was surprised I could turn my arm into that position without feeling the pain as I'm dragging this garbage, you know. And Mikey pulls up, man. And he, Dad, what are you doing, man? I'm here to help you. I said, he didn't say man. I said, man. I said, come on, man. No, so I said, Mikey, I got it. And then Mikey goes, here, I'll take it. And I had my gloves on, you know, my gloves are going, you know, I'm all sterilized. My gloves. No, no, son, do not touch the garbage. There is germs on the garbage. Anything that you want to do that you think you should be doing, I think you can do, and you could do it with Relief Factor because it'll get you out of pain. How do I know? You could just get the 3-week quick start. That's how I know. You check it out with the 3-week quick start. That's what Seth came up with. Seth Talbot, he's the son in the father-son team, Pete and Seth, right? Seth said, let's do the 3-week quick start. We'll charge less than $20. They're not making money on that, you know, and it'll give your body the relief it needs. And what I love about it, it's 100% drug-free. It's got these great botanical ingredients and fish oil. Relief Factor has 4 100% drug-free ingredients, and those ingredients target your body's inflammation, and that's what gives you the relief. You got to try it, I'm telling you. If I could do what I'm doing, you could do what you're doing. And if you're not doing what you want to do, try Relief Factor with the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. What do you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Charlie Kirk at 12. Dennis Prager at 1. Weekday afternoons on AM 970. The Answer.
Kieran Lawler is a friend of the show. He's assemblyman, doing a great job, and served our country valiantly in Iraq. Hey, Kieran, welcome back to the show, assemblyman. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're pumped up. You know, Lee just got on, Congressman Zeldin was just on the phone, and I mentioned you're on the show here. It looks good. Are you excited about Lee Zeldin entering this gubernatorial race in New York?
Yes, I am. He's a good man. He's a friend. You know, he started out in the state legislature in the Senate before moving on to the Congress. He's an Army veteran. I think he continues to serve in the Army Reserve.
Yeah,
he'd be great. He'd be great.
Are you going to back him, Assemblyman? Is it too early to ask you that? Are you going to back him?
If Lee Zeldin is a candidate, I will do everything I can to try to elect him. I think there's good people out there. Astorino's good. Elise Stefanik. And what's kind of an irony for a very blue state, we have a lot of great potential gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side and a very wounded governor. And if he doesn't run, you know, a relative unknown to Cuomo. So I think we have a real chance. I think we can win. I'd be happy to support him.
You're a tough guy. I love the military reference. The governor is wounded. I love that. Well put, though. I said, you're like on the battlefield, Kieran. That is. I tell you what, though, he is. You think Stefanik will go in? Will she go in, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think she's talked about it. I think she definitely has a national profile. And same as Zeldin.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. Yes, she is.
And there's a lot of people upstate who would like an upstater. So, I mean, I think there's definitely a path for her, just like there is for Zeldin and others.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how you deal with it up there, because you seem like a normal guy, Kieran. You seem like a normal individual in what's going on in New York.
That's the nicest thing anybody ever said to me, Joe.
But you do. You sound like you're a normal guy. You're the kind of guy that I would like to have a shot and a beer with, you know? Last time I had a shot and a beer, I don't even remember. But if I ever did, Kieran, you're the guy. You're the guy. You tell me your war stories and everything, you know? So going back to the finances, we talked to Congressman Zeldin. Sheldon about that. $212 billion budget. They're getting a, what are they getting, $50 billion from Washington, something like that? Yet still the taxes are being raised. And I know you're fighting against that. And it's an uphill battle with all the Democrats that are up there now, Kieran. Yes?
Well, there's no doubt about it. And actually, it's over. They, at about 11:30 last night, the budget was finalized and voted on. So it happened. Our budget now in New York State, even though we have a smaller population in Texas and a smaller population in Florida, we have a bigger budget, wait for it, than those states combined. We have a bigger state budget in New York than Texas and Florida combined. It says it all. It's not weather why people move south. It's finances. And you can't have double the tax burden and double the budget and expect to compete with these other states.
So wait, just to reiterate, that tax raise that they want to put in there, that tax hike went in there, that passed already?
That's in. So we got $12 billion from the federal government, which should have solved all our problems and then some. And then we raised taxes by another $5 billion on so-called high earners, which is going to increase the exodus out of New York State and New York City. It might not even be a net plus on the revenue side. In other words, if you look at it dynamically, you tax people more, and then they change their habits and they move out of the state, and we don't get their economic activity, we might get less tax revenue because of it. That's a real possibility. I don't think they care. I think it's more about punishment and transfer of wealth and anti-capitalism, for lack of a better term, driving the tax increase on the high earners than it is, hey, we're trying to balance our budget here, because the federal government gave us oodles of money to balance our budget.
All right, but Assemblyman, you're one-on-one. You're with some Democrats up there, you know, and exactly, it's to your point, it's like a regressive socialist agenda is what they're trying to do. They're doing it in Jersey, too. So you're one-on-one, and you talk to these folks. Look at what's happening in New York. We lost New York, man. We lost New York. The shootings and the murder rate alone, the guy from Kansas City I just mentioned to Congressman Sheldon, they get shot. They're getting shot just on random bullets that are flying around, for God's sake. It's happening. What happened to the Buffalo Billions? What's happening in upstate New York? There's people that still need jobs. And now, what do you say one-on-one when you talk to somebody up there? And what is it? I mean, what's the common sense answer that you get back from them, or do you get any at all, Kieran?
Well, you definitely have now in the last two or three years, you have the Democrat Socialist Assembly members and senators who are, you know, mini AOCs, I call them. And then you have the more moderate, typically suburban and upstate, more mainline Democrats. They're still very liberal, but they have a reasonable side to them. And they're actually being bullied. They're being bullied in a couple of different ways. One, they don't want to face a primary from a Democrat Socialist next year. We run every 2 years, so they don't want to have to deal with a primary and go through that and have to risk losing their seat. Yeah. And then when they disagree on certain things, like this $2.1 billion for illegal immigrants, their own colleagues publicly called them racist. There was a big Democrat public fight in the last week over whether we should give illegal immigrants $2.1 billion because they claimed they weren't able to work during the pandemic. And a couple of suburban lawmakers who happened to be white said, I don't think this is a good idea. This is bad policy. And more liberal, socialist state senators and assembly members called them racist right to their face publicly in the press. Yeah. And so that's how they get cowed, by primary threats and also just the racial slur, the slur of being a racist, which is very difficult to recover from in your career once you're labeled with that.
I know, but don't they see, and don't you talk to them and say, look at what's happening. Everything that they're trying to push in Albany, they've done in New York City. Look at New York City. Look where we are. And Mayor de Blasio just won't acknowledge it. The local television, they still cover these news, quote-unquote, COVID news conferences, which are a joke anymore, and yet they still give him the time. And I could see in Mayor de Blasio, I hear he's a nice guy, but like Governor Murphy's a nice guy too, they really don't have a handle on this, because it is that, the regressive socialist agenda. But the answer to it is, it doesn't work, and we see it's not working. It's not working in Minneapolis. It's not working in New York City. It's not working in any of the cities. In Chicago, Illinois, look at Chicago. And so you put that forth, and then you're called a racist if you do that, Assemblyman.
Yeah, and that's a big part of the problem. And to your question, why they don't realize that this doesn't work, that things are going to get worse. I mean, we're going to spend $212 billion in the next year as a state, and things aren't going to get better. And they're not going to get better for the people who the majority represents in the urban areas. Two years ago, the budget included bail reform. right? Criminal justice reform. And shootings are through the roof. You can't walk through Times Square. One of the great accomplishments of the 90s and law enforcement and Rudy Giuliani was cleaning up Times Square. Now a guy from Kansas City can't walk through there without getting shot. It's going backwards. They don't realize it. They don't talk to outside people, other than, you know, the insular kind of hardcore Democrat liberal crew that they work with. And they kind of look at us like, hey, you guys from upstate, you don't know what you're talking about. We're from the city. We hold all the power. Just be quiet and, be happy we throw you a few crumbs.
All right. Well, listen, Assemblyman, keep the fight, Kieran. We'll see you sooner than later. Hopefully we'll see you out there in public. But thank you for the fight up there, Kieran. I know it's an almost near impossible task, but you're on it, and we appreciate you joining us on the program, sir.
Joe, after this conversation, I think I need that shot and a beer at 8:30 in the morning.
You know what? We've been working so hard. Listen, you're in the heat of the battle, man. We talk about it, we analyze it, but I'm feeling for you, brother. Let's get to that bar sooner than later, Kieran. You got it. On me, by the way, all right?
Take care, Joe.
You got it.
All right. I'll be there tomorrow.
You know, I tell you, when I say John Catsimatidis got me, John Amargo got me the most beautiful. I look at it. It's the Jack Daniel's Reserve. It's called. It's Select. It's Frank Sinatra. It's got the orange color. You know, because that was Mr. Sinatra's favorite color. And it's got the hat. I'm ready. I think we all need a little hit of that. You know, a little Jack along the way. One of these days. Come on, let's do it. 8:35, Joe on the radio. A lot to get into. Hey, Larry Elder is joining us next hour. Larry is, you know, we've become very close, Larry and I. He's just a great guy. And he speaks the truth, you know? And everybody's listening to Larry, you know? And we're going to talk about the Georgia voting law. We're going to talk about everything from Caitlyn Jenner's potential bid for governor of California to what's happening in China. Larry has all the answers, and I love that he says we have a country to save. Well, you're going to hear it from Larry himself at 9 o'clock. Tom Fitton as well, president of Judicial Watch. Everything you and I talk about, we say, well, why are they doing that? Tom takes these folks to court, which is awesome. So Tom's going to join us. He is the president of Judicial Watch, and he'll join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. If you want to call, now is the time. Please 877-970-2999. Do me a favor, please. We're going to go to Alan in a second. Tell me if I'm crazy, because, you know, sometimes people go, oh, Piscopo, he's on the right wing. It's so right wing. And I don't feel like we're right wing. I don't feel like we're, I don't even feel the word conservative. It's just, it's American. It's common sense Americana, is it not? Am I missing something? Why are these people upset? I cannot today, just the way I feel this morning. I don't understand how you could tell me not to vote for somebody that would just upset the swamp, you know? And in this case, it was Donald Trump, you know, 4 years ago. And I voted for him again because this is what I didn't want to happen. They're taking away everything, all the dangers that are happening, how they're not addressing anything that you and I feel are just common sense issues, like crime in New York. Crime in New York, no, let it go. And then, trust me on this, once they put their people in, I told you once, I'll tell you 1,000 times, once these regressive socialists, once they get their people in, Mayor de Blasio takes over and New York becomes a communist city, New York and New Jersey become a communist bloc like Los Angeles. Once the outside forces that are causing this come in, these people that have put this impetus of regressive socialism upon us, they'll be the first to go. And the first to go will be the mainstream media. And they'll be going, hey, but I stuck up for you. Not so much. They'll be in the gulag, if you will. Joe on the radio, 837 on AM 970, The Answer. Big Al standing by with the news live and local on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Well, Lee Zeldin said he's running for governor for the state of New York, and Andrew Giuliani apparently is considering a run for governor of New York State. The son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he would take on incumbent Democrat Andrew Cuomo. The 35-year-old has never held public office, but told the New York Post there's an opportunity for Republicans to take back New York. It comes as Governor Cuomo currently faces a slew of sexual harassment allegations along with his handling of nursing homes amid the pandemic. Fans are excited for the Mets home opener against the Marlins this afternoon. team will get to play in front of hometown fans for the first time since the pandemic began. State coronavirus restrictions mandate that Citi Field can fill just 20% of the stadium seats. That works out to around 8,000 people. Fans must also have either proof of a negative COVID-19 test or show that they are fully vaccinated. Once inside, they'll need to mask up and social distance. Mets players say they cannot wait to play in front of fans again, no matter how many are in the stands. In sports, Yankees lost to the Orioles in 11 innings, 4-3. Mets crushed by the Phillies, 8-2. Knicks lost to the Celtics, 101-99. The Nets blew out the Pelicans, 139-111. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening here on the Southern State eastbound getting out toward the Meadowbrook. It's an accident westbound Southern State. That's kind of busy into Baldwin Road getting out toward South Hempstead with an accident being cleared as well. Expect some stop-and-go traffic inbound GWB about 15 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland 15, the outbound George Washington Bridge upper level construction going on until 2:30 this afternoon. It's kind of busy for you on the Cross Bronx westbound getting out toward 3rd Avenue. And expect some delays on 3 westbound at Grove Street over in Clifton. With a collision, 280 West, a couple of accidents clear getting out toward exit 14 and 13 over in Newark. If you're heading to 22 westbound at Vauxhall Road in Union, that's construction. The left lane is blocked over there. Thruway northbound in Newburgh, some ongoing road work, and the Cross County eastbound slowing down right into the Hutch. Sunny today, high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Quicken, presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota. Everybody's going to Route 22 Toyota. Everybody's going to Route 22 Toyota. Are you kidding me? At Route 22 Toyota, they get it right. You know, they're doing their part to stay safe. CDC guidelines all along the way, wearing masks, fogging vehicles. And plus, right now at Route 22 Toyota, they are offering qualified buyers more reasons than ever to get into a new Toyota, like 0% APR financing, up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. You know, we all need to save a buck now and then. Well, Alex Kinsella can save you that buck. He did it for Al. He did it to Captain Frank. He did it with my sister, Carol. Zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years. Now, you can call 855-621-9949. You want to go to the state-of-the-art service center right there in Hillside, New Jersey, or check out the beautiful showroom. And you don't have to deal with dummies. You don't have no dummies at Route 22 Toyota. Here's the number, 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive. Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. That, my friend, is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota is right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager for the good folks at BestHotGrill.com. There are a lot of special events coming up soon, and BestHotGrill.com recommends the gifts of great grilling and healthy eating. If you've got a mom, dad, or grad you want to honor, do it with a gift that will be used, be unforgettable, and truly hot. And that would be a Solaire Infrared Grill from BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared Grills heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes and produce juicy, tasty food unmatched by conventional grills. You might also be taking to the road or having a staycation. Solaire has hot and fast portable, built-in, and cart models to help you step up your grilling. All Solaire Infrared Grills are made in the USA and built to last. Solaire Infrared Grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift or major purchase. Learn more about the amazing Solaire Infrared Grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared Gift Giving at BestHotGrill.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Now?
Yes, please.
You ever get your your head stuck in your sweatshirt? You ever do that? Isn't that the worst?
Please, like, I've gotten my head stuck in a lot of different places. Sweatshirt only being one of them.
Yeah. Do you get claustrophobic? You go to put it, and you go, no, I gotta get out of here. I always get every time I put my sweatshirt on, I go, please get me out of here. Hey, can I tell you about Tanya Helfand and Associates? Because you know, some people have gone through a divorce. Some of us have gone through more than one divorce.
Who?
Oh, please, I laugh now. Oh, yes, I laugh now, but not back then. When you're going through it, I don't mean to make light of it, but you will get through it. Trust me. You got your pal Joey on the radio, right? I'm telling you, you'll get through it. It's just a horrible situation. You know, oh, gosh, when I think about it and how upsetting it was, and I don't know how I did it, but I wish I had Tanya Helfand by my side because, you know what, between you and I, talk to you because you're family, you know. We're family right here around the kitchen table. I got slammed, man. I got slammed, you know. And you sit there in the courtroom, and you want to say to the judge, who am I? What am I like? You know, one of the J. Paul Getty here. What am I like? Rockefeller? They think you got all the money in the world. You need to protect yourself, and you could do that with Tanya Helfand. They have your back. Tanya is a certified matrimonial attorney in Jersey for 29 years, also licensed in New York. Now, when I tell you I got slammed, you sit there and you're not going to know about custody. And that's the main thing with kids. That just upset me. And if there were no children involved, I wouldn't even worry about it. But, oh, gosh, because they don't quite understand. They don't even ask the children, you know. You need somebody by your side. Custody, alimony, complex financial issues, change of circumstances. You know, the judges sometimes don't understand that. Child support. By the way, I'm not blaming the judges. There's some really great judges out there. But it comes out of the state capitals where these errant politicians make these laws and the judges have to execute them. And as usual, it's you and me that get hurt. Helfand and Associates settle 99% of the cases. That's what you want to hear. But they are prepared to go to trial if need be. Offices are in Whippany, Paramus of Council in New York. Helfand and Associates, you know what? They got your back. 973-428-0800. It's 973-428-0800. And you can schedule a free 30-minute consultation. How cool is that? You can email Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com or call 973-428-0800. Divorce is not the end of a family. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. All right, we okay? Can I take a breath here? We got a couple of minutes. We'll check in with Al and check in with Joey, see what's going on. And, I can't believe I've been through two divorces, Al. I can't believe I've been through two already with two. And then,
are you looking for a third?
Maybe. Oh, I'm looking for a third.
Going for broke. I'm sure that the person that you'll be marrying next will be very excited that they'll be getting divorced at some point.
I'm looking for a future ex. A future ex. Yeah, thank you very much. Okay. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Because you know what? I went to one, then I went to another, and then I went to like another relationship. So all told, let me do the math here.
Kind of like
hold
a divorce.
Yeah. So I was 15. I was really 35. I was 35 years with wives. Listen to me. And so another, I was roughly.
So that's what, 72 in dog years? Yeah. Is that, you know?
Otis goes, I almost got like, almost 45 years of being with, you know, I'm a serial monogamous. I mean, I stay with one person. I really do. Mm. But I'll stay with them long, but unfortunately not long enough.
Oh,
police, me, you know, where was Tanya Helfand, right? That's what I did. She was in school. She was probably in school.
Yeah.
No, I need
a. I'll introduce you to Love Love.
That'd be great.
She's looking
very
for
brief.
Love.
Did she? What? Let me ask you this. What platform did she hit you up on?
Facebook dating So it's Facebook.
There's Facebook
but it's,
dating?
Yes. Oh, so if you download
the Facebook
app. They
all look like
app,
Zuckerberg,
yeah.
Right? I mean, this is scary.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to be rude, but I plead the fifth on that.
Sherman to Zuckerberg. Yeah. No, what, no, so tell me what happened. What happened? Yeah, go ahead.
Facebook dating. So you download the Facebook app, and then there's a feature specifically on the app.
Yeah.
That you can make a dating profile. It's similar to Tinder, only without the class. So it's yeah, a. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, isn't Tinder's kind of weird? Is Tinder weird?
I mean, only a little. I mean, I've shown my grandmother some of the girls on there, and they seem to think they're a little showy. Lack of a better word.
I could, and so Facebook dating, they got into that. I couldn't. I don't think I. Al, you've been married happily, I think, for a couple of
years. Why would you
years.
Even venture to ask this question about me and Facebook dating? I'm married.
Mean, listen.
What is that? Hold on.
Serial monogamous.
Hold on. I'm married. This is Piscopo's reaction. That's great. You know, I'm very happy for you.
It's the platonic friend, the thing.
I didn't find them on Facebook dating. They're actual friends.
Yeah, I know.
They don't have names like love-love. I mean, you know, they have legitimate names. Bethany,
Fang.
Nicole, you know, they're actual names.
Fang
Fang.
What did love, by the way, I only bust your chops. I know.
Thank you.
And you'll be running off with a platonic friend soon, but you're doing good.
That's
remember
nice.
I said that
nice.
At Lorenzo?
Yeah, I know.
Before we even knew
right
each
in front
other.
Of my wife. Right in front of my wife. Right and on. You said, I mean, this is the best part. It's not like Joe hasn't met my wife before. He has had numerous conversations with her. He's met her a number of times. And he says in front of
lovely
a room
guy.
Full of a couple hundred people, hey, great to see you brought the platonic friend with you tonight. And I said, that's my wife.
No, I said, Al, just the wife of the Gumata.
No, the Gumata, that's right. And you did see the look that she gave you. This was pre-COVID with no mask on.
She's hated me ever since.
I'm saying.
Isn't that so funny? So we'll see. Hey, Ted, before 9 o'clock. And all is well. But Joe, listen, we love you, man. You're a good
thank
kid.
You.
Stay. I wouldn't stay go
office,
love, love.
Please,
yeah, I wouldn't go there. Yeah, the love, you know.
She has butterflies around
next thing
head.
You know,
she's
we're
going to
be
pretty.
Getting a call from Joe. He's hung up in his Bay Ridge apartment because the girl tied him up, stole all his money.
Misery.
Can't steal his car because he doesn't have one,
misery.
But he took
I'll
everything.
Be James Caan in Misery, you know.
Right.
Al, help me. She won't let me out.
You
help
killed
me.
Misery.
Oh, Debbie, I tell you
it's
what.
Great movie.
I know. I saw you. Hey, but, Dad, you know, you never, if I, and you stop me, though, but you've never done the online. I can't do the online thing. I never just got that, you know?
I get it. I understand it's hard to meet people because everybody's working like crazy.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm afraid I'd end up in somebody's trunk and hauled away. I don't know. I don't know who these people. Who are these people?
You don't know.
And then you hear horrible stories about it. It could be like somebody else and they have put a different picture up.
Yeah.
And you don't know,
true.
You know?
It's so true. Well, listen, you're doing fine, whatever you're doing. Debbie Duhaime, and she's on the roads right now, 8:51 on AM, 9:70. The answer. Thank you, Deb.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to go to the Southern State Parkway eastbound by the Meadowbrook. It's an accident. Westbound Southern State getting out toward Grand Ave in toward South Hempstead. Another accident there. It's kind of busy this morning over on the Cross Bronx west out toward 3rd Avenue. And it's pretty solid on the LIE westbound up by Queens Boulevard. An accident there was just cleared away. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, that's busy right through Bradley Avenue. And traffic slowing down on 440 northbound, getting up toward the Staten Island Expressway as well. Watch for construction on 15 northbound as you get up through Lafayette. And if you're heading to the inbound GWB, it's about 15 minutes in. Lincoln 10, Holland Tunnel, that's about 15 to 20. And 22 westbound at Vauxhall Road and Union, some more construction to deal with as well. Watch for slowdowns on the thruway south exit 13 with an accident cleared. Northbound thruway in Newburgh, it's construction in the left lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, on the radio, thank you, Debbie Duhaime, telling you about Tunnels to Towers. You know, Tunnels to Towers has been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11, when so many people lost their lives, while saving others, by the way. And this year is the foundation's 20th year of honoring and supporting our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Thanks to you, giving that $11 a month. That's all we ask, you know. When a first responder or military service member does not come home, young children are left behind. People are left behind, and it's devastating for that family. Well, Tunnel to Towers steps up, pays off the mortgage to lift the financial burden of that family. And when I tell you about those great, heroic veterans that I meet, you know, severely injured patriots who put their lives on the line, you know, they want to live more independently, And Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes so they can. They enable the catastrophically injured veterans to live more independently. Love Tunnel to Towers. Would you help, please, Tunnel to Towers to do good? Mark that 20th anniversary of 9/11 by donating $11 a month. Look, I know how hard you work, you know, and I'm very, very sensitive on asking things on the radio, you know. And $11 a month to this magnificent organization, Tunnels to Towers, to help those folks who put their lives on the line for us, these heroes and these heroines of the United States. T2T.org. T, the number two, and then T.org. And we thank you for your support.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348.
Do you know how many Christians live in the Middle East? 6 million people. Do you know how many Christians need your help? Every single one. Do you know what we can do? With St. Francis in Beirut, we can give them hope. We can give them medicines. We can give them medical equipment. We can give them everything they're looking for. Because some others decided to remove Christianity from the Middle East. But if we will help them every single day, not just to feed them or clothing, it's all about giving them another day with the idea that they are recognized, that we love them, they're our cousins, sisters, they're our roots. So St. Francis in Beirut, it's all about helping Christians. And you can be part of that help too.
If you want to help Father Paul in his mission, send your donations to St. Francis in Beirut, 213 Stanton Street, New York, New York, 10002.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Yeah, absolutely. That's Father Paul Bielecki. That's my friend that I met through the Connors. That is a spectacular mission right there. We'll be talking about that as we move along here on the radio show. Let me right now, if I may, tell you about Empire State Bank, because you want that SBA loan. You want that SBA 7A loan. What is that? What is that? You don't know what it is? Phil Guarneri knows what it is. Jeannie Sarno knows what it is. The business relationship managers at Empire State Bank know exactly what it is, and they're there to help you get through the process so you can spend more time running your business. You don't have to, oh, my goodness gracious, try to figure out what these loans are about, right? Empire State Bank, they're there for you with that SBA 7A loan, it's called, right? Now, it'll make you eligible for higher loan payments, lower down payments, longer term, flexible uses. And you know what? There's no SBA loan guarantee fee, and you can receive 3 months of payment relief for a limited time only. So you want to go to ESBNA.com, please. ESBNA.com. Phil's the best. Jeannie's the best. Tom, Esmeralda, the whole staff. Another thing that I could tell you about that makes me feel good because it could possibly help you, this SBA 7A loan. And an Empire State Bank knows exactly what they're talking about. They are there for you. And they got offices on Staten Island. They got offices in Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley, all throughout the Lower Hudson Valley. But start here, please. ESBNA.com. It's Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Joe Lumberg, how we doing, Joe? We got a great day today, huh?
Going to be sunny today, up near 70 degrees, cooler along the coast. Tomorrow, sun will give way to clouds, but it's still dry somewhere in the low 60s. Low 60s Saturday, still dry. If we're going to get rain, it's going to be sometime later Saturday night into Sunday.
My eyes are okay. I'm feeling good. I got my vaccine. I'm going to get on that bike today, Joe. I think I'm going on that bike today, Joe.
Come on, you can do it.
Here we go. Yeah. I'll do 2 miles. I'll be exhausted. Larry Elder coming up. Larry, you do not want to miss Mr. Elder. Tom Fitton as well. president of Judicial Watch. And your phone calls, 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo, Alan, Joe, and Debbie are here. And we're here for you. And you know what? We're coming right back.